are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. How y'all doing out there? 1-877-DOCTORDAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI, 5 minutes past the hour. All right, so I guess Chinese hackers have hacked into our U.S. design weapons systems, and I guess they got some pretty juicy intel. We'll talk about that. We'll talk about what they got and what that means. Also, Rand Paul claims that Obamacare will want to know diagnoses on us, including whether we had a ski accident, whether we walked into a lamppost. What exactly are these codes that Kentucky Republican Senator Rand Paul is talking about, and where do we go from there? We'll also talk about how gender appears to be a new challenge for schools, all right, in terms of what to do with bathrooms, what to do with teaching in schools, gender issues, which we thought weren't much of an issue, are now becoming an increasing issue. Girls that want to be boys, boys that want to be girls. Does the school get involved? Can the school not get involved? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right, so, you know, I mean, I went to school in the 70s and 80s, and girls went to the girls' bathrooms, boys went to the boys' bathrooms. We didn't have any unisex bathrooms. But from what I understand, schools are being put under increasing pressure to have unisex bathrooms. Because if a boy thinks of himself as a girl and has even dresses like a girl and, you know, has a whole bunch of friends and, you know, his friends are okay with it and he's okay with it, so they all want to go to the girls' bathroom together, he can't go because the school cannot allow a boy going into the girls' bathroom. And as more groups get involved, right, ACLU-type groups saying, okay, well, we need gender equality, et cetera. I thought a bathroom for boys and a bathroom for girls, if you got boy parts, if you got girls parts, were enough. But no, apparently the schools will be under fire. So more and more of them now have to, on their own dime, come up with unisex bathrooms. Now, you know, what does a unisex bathroom entail? One of you had written me saying, well, then fine, Dahlia, just take off the girl sign, take off the boy sign, and just change the sign to unisex. Why is it costing the schools money? Well, wait a second here. Well, now you have the issue on the other end. If a parent wants their second grade daughter, okay, not going into the bathroom with an eighth grade boy, you stop that by having a girl's room and a boy's room. You can't just make all bathrooms unisex. Okay? I doubt that's you didn't miss that one. I'm sure you saw that. But that's why it's just not that simple. You would actually have to have, like, you know, there's a movie theater. In one of the movie theaters I go to, there's a family bathroom. So the family bathroom has a picture of man, woman, and baby. So if you need to take your baby in there and you need to change him, or like me, I had two young boys, so I would always just drag the young boys with me into the girls' bathroom. There's these bathrooms now where it's just one stall. You go in, you lock it behind you, and you could have your whole family in there if you want to have a party, basically. All right? So those are the bathrooms that would then probably be the unisex bathroom. Now, some people are complaining, saying, nah. That's still stereotypes them, and it still segregates them. Because now it's a single-room bathroom. It would be embarrassing for them to go. Well, then I don't really know what the answer is. I don't. Okay? Now, going to school, I understand the bathrooms were not the safest of places. All right? You got bullied in bathrooms. There was a lot of smoking in the bathroom. Okay? Not really the safest place. So I would want to go with my friends, or I would hold it and hold it and hold it till I got home. And my mom was furious with me. Right? But I didn't want to tell her that there were bullies because I didn't want her to go down to the school. So for me, you know, I like that unisex family type bathroom. I like to use it a lot. Okay? I mean, it's private. It's great. That's kind of like luxury. So, but apparently they say if somebody who is having gender identity issues would be given that back, still could be an issue. And then what about the colorings? What about the pink versus the blue in schools? Can't do that. Okay? You can't do that. What about home ec? Okay? I mean, there, you know, a lot of girls took home ec. Boys took shop. Remember that? Okay? And I remember there was a kid in my school who wanted to take home ec. And everybody was like, no, you had to go to shop. But me, I wanted to learn shop. I did not like home ec. I couldn't cook. I did not like home ec. I wanted to be with my friends in shop. Shop was cool. The teacher was good looking. Can you imagine working with drills and all that? Right, but at the time, no, girls don't take shop. Girls take home ec. That's already changed. Girls could take shop. Guys could take home ec. So they're already changing it. But, you know, elementary schools, and I haven't even touched a list of things that have to be probably revisited with school curriculums. But there's gender identity issues, which, again, is completely different from homosexuality. Okay, remember, homosexuality is somebody who is in love with the same sex. A boy in love with a boy, a girl in love with a girl, or attracted to same sex. Okay, a girl could still be girly, could still like the whole stereotypical girl type stuff, still identify themselves as a girl, but just choose to be with other girls. That's homosexuality. Gender identity is a girl that never liked being a girl, or a boy who never liked being a boy and always thought they were in the wrong body. They were always thought they were destined to be a boy or a girl, respectively, and that they're in the wrong body. And being in the wrong body, they're not going to let their genitalia stop them. They're going to still, be who they want to be. Those are considered in the gender identity spectrum issues. And those are the ones where that's difficult. Glee very eloquently is handling this issue, where they have one of the students, she just dresses as a girl. He dresses as a girl and just hangs out with the girls. And you forget he's a boy. And, the issue is, where do they go to the bathroom? So that's still an ongoing process with schools. We'll see what happens with the next school year. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our family's health are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to XM Satellite. Big thanks to Talk Superstation. Big thanks to all our affiliates that tune in. And a big thanks to you all for tuning in as well. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so a speech made by Rand Paul, who was Kentucky Republican senator, son of Ron Paul, apparently mocked President Obama's Obamacare, noting that there's going to be 122,000 new medical diagnostic codes that doctors will have to use to inform the government about injuries sustained by Americans. Now, some of you are probably thinking, okay, what do some of these injuries mean or have to do with? Some of you are like, well, what's the difference now? There's already codes. You're right. Well, there are already codes. There's thousands of codes that we use when we treat you. There's these diagnostic codes. There's right now about 18,000, okay? Blood pressure, 401.1. If it's malignant hypertension, very, very high blood pressure, that, you know, could be scary, 401.0. Hyperlipidemia, cholesterol, 272.2. Some of them are kind of redundant, all right? Codes for hepatitis, codes for HIV, codes for cancer. There's already thousands upon thousands of codes. But apparently they're adding 140,000 more codes. And some of these codes, I guess, have to do with 312 new codes for injuries from animals, according to Rand Paul, 72 new codes from injuries from birds, 9 new codes for injuries from the macaw. The macaw, I guess, Senator Paul asked if anybody has seen any injuries from a macaw. I haven't. As a doctor, I haven't. All right. So why do we have turtle injuries? There's 2 new injury codes under Obamacare for injuries sustained by a turtle. There's a code for alcohol, I guess, walking into a lamppost. Well, I guess walking into a lamppost under the influence of alcohol, my guess is. Injuries sustained from burning water skis. I guess if you get that water burn when you water ski. Okay, so what does this mean? Is this just a bunch of baloney and nobody really cares about these codes? I'm just confused when I see something like this. And the reason why I'm confused, well, I've always been confused, and you guys have heard my take on this, that you need codes when the doctor codes your visit to insurance. I hated that. So if you have HIV or you have chlamydia or herpes, we use that code to get paid. We tell the insurance company why we saw you. We put a diagnosis code in there. They look at the code. They read the code. They discuss the code with their colleagues. And if that code is allowed for you to get paid on that visit, you got paid. I thought it was a complete breach of privacy. I don't think your health insurance should, you know what you were being seen for. Or the workers of that insurance company, there should be some sort of privacy. I don't know how stars do it. My guess is movie stars use fake names so that their information, which is very easily to print and pass out, doesn't get distributed. But it's a breach of privacy. Doctors should get paid for the time they spent with the patient. All right? This is what we did with you. This is what we gave you a diagnosis. Nobody needs to know what your diagnosis is. We treated you for that diagnosis. That's it. Done. All right. But the reason why many of you argued that was necessary is because insurance companies needed to know the code in case there was a pre-existing condition. If there was a pre-existing condition and you gave them a code that was not a part of the pre-existing condition, then the claim would get paid. So patients would want you to use a code. Okay, you see, that's how insurance companies get all their information. So it was integral to a claim getting paid, or the diabetes test strips getting paid, or your MRI getting paid, because the diagnosis, as long as it wasn't pre-existing and it was something they would cover, it would get paid. Well, now with Obamacare, and one of the very few things that's good about Obamacare, pre-existing conditions shouldn't matter. So the insurance company knowing the diagnosis is now a moot point. They don't need to know, because pre-existing clauses after 2014 should no longer exist. Then, where I'm confused is why the heck are there 122,000 new codes? Why? That doesn't make any sense. Now, somebody could say, well, maybe the health insurance companies, and then hence Washington, will want to know what people are seeing. They could then use the data to understand what are patients' big complaints, what are patients' issues, etc. All right? And so the knowledge or the statistical analysis of these diagnoses could help in terms of research. Yeah, it can. It can, but when a doctor or a medical provider puts a code down, ideally they should be putting every single code down on every single thing they talked about. Unfortunately, some of the billers, whether they're in-house billers or out-of-state billers, may not do that. If it's a type of insurance where it's going to be a level 3 no matter what they put down, and if they have a code memorized, I've seen billers do that. If they have a code memorized, but they don't have the code bite from a macaw memorized, and it's still going to be the same reimbursement, they're not going to put the bite from the macaw. They'll just put the cholesterol code on there. Many people already have the diabetes code, the cholesterol code, the blood pressure code memorized. So if somebody comes in for something, talks about that, then you refill their medications. A lazy biller could just put whatever code. And doctors should still get paid. Patients should still get paid or should still have the coverage of what tests be done, etc. So my question is are people going to even use these codes? And if the government thinks that the people are going to use the 122,000 different codes, and it's nice to have a code out there. I mean, I hate, you know, looking for a code and not being able to find it. But if the government thinks people are going to use the codes and no, and they still see the same high blood pressure, diabetes, high cholesterol, because something in that visit was addressed to it, I don't think you're going to get the most accurate information. So I am a little confused why we have all these new codes. There's a cost to that to the doctor. If you need to update your billing software and update the codes, that could be pretty expensive. So I'm just a little confused why all those extra codes are necessary, especially with turtles and macaws. Why isn't animal bite enough? But like I said, I understand that. If they want the doctors to actually specifically say what animal it was so that they can trace and see how many bites, yes, that's some good information. I wish doctors do. But for the most part, they're just going to say insect bite, animal bite, let the biller deal with it. Okay? And they're going to be overwhelmed already when Obamacare takes place. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. A big concern many of us have is the protection of the records and what's going into the system. Oh, don't worry, Dr. Dahlia. If the government really wanted access to the records, would they really care about the... Well, government wanted AP reporters, records and phone logs. Absolutely. And, oh, Dr. Dahlia, don't worry. We could protect things now. We have high security systems. Well, if we do have high security computer systems, and can somebody tell me how Chinese hackers hacked into U.S. weapons systems and stole blueprints? Can somebody explain that? From what we understand, Chinese hackers have accessed designs to more than 24 U.S. weapons systems and stolen the blueprints for Australia's new spy headquarters, which haven't even been opened yet. This is being reported by the Pentagon. They say hackers have now compromised U.S. designs for combat aircraft and ships, as well as missile defenses vital for Europe, Asia, and the Gulf. The latest strikes come after months of numerous computer security breaches involving Chinese hackers as the ongoing cyber war between China and the West intensifies. Now, let me ask you something. Is that an act of war? I mean, if somebody in the 1940s would run into your office in the middle of World War II, grab something from your desk, go to take it back to the authorities, okay? Wouldn't that be aggression? Wouldn't it? Right? Stealing your information? Apparently, the Washington Post learned of the breach from a Pentagon report prepared for the Defense Department by the Defense Science Board. Among the weapons listed in the report was the Patriot missile system, the Navy's Aegis ballistic missiles defense system, the F-A-18 fighter jet. This is some scary stuff. No, I don't think any computers are safe. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
If you love pineapple as much as I do, I've got some great news for you. You're going to love this offer from Freeze Dry Guy. For the month of May, Freeze Dry Guy is offering the finest quality freeze-dried pineapple, a case of 6 number 10 cans yielding 114 servings at a special introductory price. First quality freeze-dried pineapple grown and packed with nothing added. This healthy treat works wonders with salad. It's great for snacking, hiking, hunting, camping, and for adding adding to your food storage program. And please note that Freeze-Dried Guys foods will store on your shelf for decades. Order now and get free shipping to your front door within the lower 48 states. This special introductory price is good until May 31st. For more information and a free complete product list, go to freezedryguy.com or phone 866-404-3663. Freezedryguy.com, 866-404-3663.
Introducing a 30-day emergency food supply for only $99. At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can purchase Oregon Trail Foods' one-month supply of high-quality, nutritious, and healthy emergency meals for less than $100. These vegetarian meals are all natural, non-GMO, high in carbs and protein, and are packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar pouches. They take up to 70% less space than number 10 cans, have a 20-year shelf life, and huge portions, over twice the serving size of some competitors' meals. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying direct from producers in Oregon and then pass the savings on to you. Purchase a 30-day, 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99 this month, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Call 541-673-6666 or visit 30dayfoodsupply.com, where they make preparedness affordable. 30dayfoodsupply.com. Got it? Get it. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Move over organic. The Pureganic Companion ebook and cookbook sets a new standard for purity in our diet with a 100% toxin-free lifestyle. It's time for an American renaissance in health and quality of life. This book is loaded with simple methods to holistically eliminate disease, original recipes, a 30-day diet plan, and much more. Purchase now at PureGanicCompanion.com. The Pureganic Companion, the preventative maintenance manual for the human body.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So I guess the George Zimmerman second-degree murder case will proceed as originally planned to trial June 10th. The judge today denied his defense team's latest request for a delay. Now, the decisions made today by Circuit Judge Deborah S. Nelson apparently were not in very deemed favorable to the defense team. There were multiple decisions that she made that can pretty detrimentally hurt George Martin's defense. They say the defense cannot bring up Trayvon Martin's past marijuana use, his past school suspensions, or his past alleged participations in fights without clearing several legal hurdles, and or unless some other ruling grants permissions. Now, George Zimmerman's defense team, from what we understand by the little tidbits that we're getting, is going to basically rest on George Zimmerman shooting Trayvon Martin in an act of self-defense. When he shot Trayvon Martin, he was killed. So George Zimmerman's defense is going to rely on the fact that it was a self-defense. And in order to prove self-defense, they have to prove that he felt his life was in danger. Now, we talked about how when the news of this first broke, I didn't know much about what was going on in terms of what happened. All I know was it was very sad that somebody died in the process. But I was a little concerned that George Zimmerman was already considered guilty by the country without even having his trial. There were pictures of Trayvon Martin as a little boy being shown in the beginning when this all first happened. And you're looking at this going, wait a second, a little boy was killed and you know, the police let George Zimmerman go. And like I said, we were already coming up with our own ideas and our own convictions of what we thought happened. Then pictures came out that Trayvon Martin wasn't a little boy. He was actually taller than George Zimmerman. There was possibly a little bit of a violent past with him, possible drug use. Apparently texts and pictures were released, him flipping off whoever was taking the picture of him. And so the quote-unquote innocent boy, which is still a shame that anybody died, the quote-unquote innocent boy that prosecutions were hoping to use was kind of changed to now, no, this is somebody that wasn't a little boy. This was somebody that was an older individual, could have actually scared George Zimmerman. He was taller than George Zimmerman, and then does have a history of some issues. I guess there were texts that he said mom was going to kick him out of the house because of stuff that was going on with school, etc. So when we heard that this was happening, it was like the defense showing their hand that, you know, before you say George Zimmerman was, shot an innocent small boy, there's a little bit more to this, because they have to prove that George Zimmerman thought his life was in danger. Well, today, Circuit Judge Deborah Snelson said, no, you can't use any of that. Right? Unless there's another ruling after overcoming multiple legal hurdles granting permission. Now, attorneys can also not mention during their opening argument to trial that the active ingredient of marijuana was actually found in Trayvon Martin's system the day of the shooting. Now, she also denied a gag order, the state's motion for a gag order, because the jury still hasn't been picked. So as people are looking at these pictures and starting to get both sides of the story, from what I understand, prosecution did not want any more of this information coming out because they have to pick the jury. And I can understand that. I mean, I don't know who doesn't know what's been going on with this case. And you just hope to high heaven that whoever is going to be neutral in this. But apparently, no, she did not allow the gag order. So the first issue the judge also decided was whether Shelly Zimmerman could be forced to participate in a deposition in her husband's case. She said that she can be, but she could also utilize her Fifth Amendment right against self-incrimination when applicable. Apparently, the wife is charged with perjury, accused of lying about the couple's finances during a bond hearing for her husband. Nelson also ruled that jurors in the case will be referred to by number, not name, in order to protect their identities during trial, and the media is not allowed to photograph them. The jury will not be allowed to visit the shooting scene as the defense requested. That would be a logistical nightmare. For the defense, that would have helped so they could see it wasn't George Zimmerman getting out of, according to the alleged case, George Zimmerman getting out of a car and shooting him. That there was some areas of scuffle and some, I mean, I'm not sure what the defense had planned for that in its entirety. Judge said no. So, the judge also must rule on whether to allow the testimony of state audio expert Alan Reich, who says that in the background of a 911 call, he heard Trayvon in distress and in a trembling voice say, "I'm begging you," just before the fatal shot. The judge said today she will listen to the argument about whether Reich's work and the work of other audio experts meets the necessary scientific standard for admissibility during a hearing June 6th. So those were just some of the rulings that were done today. Analysts at the FBI tried to identify the voice of the person screaming, but they gave up, saying the recording was too short and the quality was too poor. So defense says the screams were from Zimmerman. The other expert was saying that the screams were from Trayvon Martin. This is a case that is going to be so difficult for the jury to decide on. I am surprised that the judge won't let certain information be in court. I would want to know the toxicology screen of both George Zimmerman and Trayvon Martin. If George Zimmerman had drugs in his system, I think that would be pertinent. If Trayvon Martin had drugs in his system, that would be pertinent. Why would she not allow that? I don't understand that. One of you had asked, does marijuana cause somebody to be violent? And you thought that it didn't. Marijuana technically could. Even though marijuana is more sedating and more calming, it does cause paranoia. It can cause, you know, that quick reflex. It can cause impaired judgment. So if you do have a natural aggressive streak, which the defense wanted to prove with the previous issues with the school and the text, etc., then somebody could argue that the marijuana in the system could actually put somebody at risk for being violent. Now, you know, with this case, it's very political. All right? There's going to be a lot of political outcomes stemming from this case. Alright, you have marijuana use intermixed in this. You have right to carry and gun control intermixed in this case. Alright, I hope this judge is neutral and non-biased. But according to this, I'm very, very confused. As a doctor, wouldn't you want to know if there were any illicit substances in either party's blood system? Would you want to know a history of violence? If George Zimmerman had a history of violence, I want to know that. If Trayvon Martin had a history of violence, I want to know that. We're looking at a scuffle that ended in somebody dying. Why would it that information be admissible in court? It makes no sense. And unless somebody could come up with a better definition, it doesn't look fair. All right. If George Zimmerman has a violent past, we need to know that. As a neutral juror, you need to know that. You also need to know if Trayvon Martin had a violent past. I don't understand why one side can't bring that up. It makes no sense. All right. But there's going to be a lot of questions now. If you have marijuana in your system, all right, will that hurt you one way or another in a court case? Well, now they can't bring up the marijuana. I guess we'll never know. Gun control also an issue. This is a very, very heavy case. A lot of implications with it. Don't go away. And it's a shame because somebody died. We can't forget that. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
I'm a walking in the rain.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny, or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
My name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione. But due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel Body Armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
It's time to get real.
It's time to prepare.
Economic collapse.
Social unrest.
Natural disasters.
Government takeover.
UN takeover.
Are you ready?
Ready?
Ready? Get ready at the Social Prepper Trade Show in Dalton, Georgia,
June 6th, 7th, and 8th.
3 massive days to learn self-reliance and emergency preparedness. Exhibitors ranging from survival, solar, power, food, protection, guns, ammo, disaster preparation products, hunting, and much more. Seminars by Dr. Wallach, Robert Henry, Raymond Blake Hogshead, Trish Deer, Sandy Hall, Rick Austin, Survivor Jane, and more of our nation's experts on survival and preparedness.
Don't miss the Social Prepper Trade Show,
June 6th through 8th, Dalton, Georgia. For discount tickets, prize raffle, and info, go to socialprepper.com.
Enter code GCN for 50% online ticket discount purchase.
The Social Prepper Trade Show,
presented in part by GCN.
This message dares all fish oil consumers. Yes, many people now take fish oil supplements, but the makers of K48 Plus want you to know it's not what you consume, but how it is absorbed that counts. So we dare you to compare fish oil with K48 Plus. K48 Plus, an omega-3 powerhouse, is made with the highest grade and most potent dose of krill oil available, and is 48 times more easily absorbed than common fish oil. K48 Plus is both a remarkable anti-inflammatory as well as a powerful antioxidant. If you suffer from ailments such as diabetes, COPD, autism, arthritis, depression, migraines, lupus, Alzheimer's, glaucoma, joint pain, high cholesterol, memory loss, or Crohn's disease, you need to see the K48 Plus video at livepremium.net. That's L-I-V-E premium.net. Or please call 208-521-3601. That's 208-521-3601 and ask about K48 Plus. Restore hope, optimize health with K48 Plus.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Remember to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So interesting, on Thursday in Stockton, California, two armed suspects robbed a Burger King. When they got into the parking lot, however, after they robbed the Burger King, they realized that their getaway car was gone. Apparently, one of the other Burger King employees snuck out, took the suspect's car, drove it around the block out of sight while the robbery was happening. Police then arrested the alleged robbers, identified as 23-year-old Jeremy Lovett and 19-year-old Gabriel Gonzalez, in a nearby field after they fled on foot. The two were booked into the San Joaquin County Jail. You know, when you hear this, you think, bravo. All right, bravo. But then I understand the police force would say, no, 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 no. What was done was stupid. It was dangerous. Okay? I mean, imagine if somebody was in the getaway car. Okay? What if somebody was in the getaway car laying low, hiding in the back seat so that when the guys jumped in, all three of them could go, or he was on the lookout, etc. So the guy in the back seat could have had a gun. So still, pretty scary stuff. But you're seeing more and more people kind of taking the law into their own hands. You know, we talked about this in the first hour. You know, some of you have called in or written me and you say you are 911 in your neighborhood. And I understand where you guys are getting at. Okay. And, you know, I had talked about when somebody was in my house, broke into my house at 2 a.m. You know, the alarm was on. All right. But he wasn't leaving. And I got the shotgun. Okay. I knew where the shotgun was. I didn't know where my cell phone was. But I knew where the shotgun was. I yelled, I got the shotgun, honey. Don't worry about it. I'm on it. Got the shotgun. I was there in a great position. Guy left. Okay. But I was in a position where I was blocking the kids' rooms. I'm mama. Don't mess with mama bear. Do not mess with mama bear. So I was there protecting the kids' rooms as I had, I think both kids sleep in one room together, but we technically have two rooms there. And I was there in front with the shotguns, and I got the shotgun. I'm ready. Guy left. You saw him leave. He left. And then I called the police. Called the police, told the police what happened. I know I was supposed to do things the opposite. I was supposed to call the police, and then I could go and get my firearm and sit there and protect myself. But that wasn't what was instinct. When somebody was in my house, the instinct was to go and get the weapon. So, you know, with this, with the Burger King, you know, it's amazing that somebody would think to go and take away the car. Now, somebody asked, well, was he just trying to get away because he was scared? That was the only car that was available, so he ran and jumped in the car because that was safe. I don't know. According to this, the guy admitted to taking the car and moving. And now, could this guy be in trouble for stealing a vehicle because he technically went into the car? And, you know, what happens? I mean, do the police say good job, well done, or does this other employee now get booked for stealing somebody's car and driving it to another location? That's kind of interesting. I mean, I know we need laws, but something like this, you know, a crime was foiled. And you almost wonder if less crimes would happen if people knew not to mess with you. All right. You know, when I was training for my CCW, you know, I was talking and my question, of course, was stupid. I'm known for asking stupid questions. And, you know, he was talking about, you know, people coming into your house. If they're trying to leave the house, you can't shoot them when they're trying to leave the house. If they're coming into your house, you have more protection as they're coming in, right, with intent to do bodily harm. And I go, well, I don't want them coming into the house to begin with. Why can't I have a sign up, you know, not only beware of dog, but we got guns. And he's like, the problem is when people want guns, they'll know where to go. All right, that's, you know, a big issue people have with the gun registry. If there becomes a time when we can't have guns, people will know exactly where they could go to get the guns. And you don't want to be a target where people know where the guns are. And so, you know, because I would think I, you know, conceal my foot, let everybody know so they don't mess with me. But it doesn't work that way, unfortunately. And remember, a lot of people that commit crimes, you know, they do stupid things. You know, so when you look at this George Zimmerman case, all right, which remember, if the trial is coming forth in June, we're going to be hearing a lot about that. And then the Jody Arias is going to take place again in July. I think we're all sick of hearing about the Jody Arias case. I can't look at her anymore. But, you know, with Trayvon Martin being shot and a horrible case that is, people were asking, what was George Zimmerman thinking? What was he doing? Did he have this vigilante type history where he thought he needs to take matters into his own hands? And one of the reports that we got, and I'm not saying it's right or wrong, but one of the reports that we heard was there were multiple issues happening in that neighborhood, such that there was a neighborhood watch. And initially, many of the neighbors defended him because there were crimes being done in their neighborhood. And they didn't feel the authorities had the ability to handle the crimes when they happened. So they took it upon themselves. Now, you can't have neighborhoods taking things upon themselves and becoming vigilantes, but that's how that all started. He calls the 911 operator. According to the defense, the 911 operator wanted an address. He couldn't see the address from his car, so he gets out of the car to look at the address, gets into a fight with Trayvon. A fight ensues. Trayvon gets shot. He gets his nose bloody. What happened? Was it self-defense, or did he get out of his car because he wanted to and hunt the kid down like the prosecutors are saying? We don't know. I don't know if we will figure it out. All right. You hear testimony that somebody was screaming help. Was it Trayvon? Whoever was screaming help, if they could prove that, that pretty much is a cut and dry on the case. Whoever was screaming help is the one that was the victim at the time. But was there, you know, when you are involved in a fight, if you are feeling for your life and then the person starts to back down, all right, do you still have the right to shoot them? So let's say somebody comes into my house. They leap towards me. I show them I have a gun. I'm able to push them back. I then aim the gun at them. They say, no, 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 my bad. I made a mistake. I'm sorry. I put down the gun. They have a change of heart, jump back on me. You know, many of us, we see these movies where they didn't kill the bad guy. And you're watching this and you're going, oh, that guy's cool. He didn't kill the bad guy. What a Star Trek. I just saw the Star Trek movie, the latest Star Trek movie. Pretty good. All right. Well, I don't want to blow it for you if some of you guys haven't seen the Star Trek movie, so let's talk about a different Star Trek movie. But the good guy decides not to kill the bad guy in these movies. Bad guy comes back. All right. And many people, military-wise, are taught, you know, you got to be careful in those types of situations. All right, showing mercy may be the best thing to do in that particular situation, but you are running the risk of somebody coming back. So then in the Trayvon Martin case, let's say, God forbid, and it's so hard to talk about somebody who's deceased, all right, but these are going to be details that are going to be hashed out in this case. It's a horrible case that is going to come into play. But if somebody thought their life was at risk and somebody pulls out a gun to push them back, somebody screams, no, don't. Do they have a duty to stop, or is the adrenaline already going? You do have a duty to stop. I don't know how much of a legal duty, but there is a duty where if somebody begs you to stop, you stop. But then could they turn around as you breathe that sigh of relief and then go back and turn the gun on you? I mean, once you go into a gunfight, or once you get into a fight, this is one of those situations where I don't know how how this case is going to go forward. It will go forward. Not sure how they're going to allow prosecution to talk about violent past and not defense. But, I think you're allowed to protect yourself in your house. I think you are allowed to protect yourself, but there are rules we need to follow. Can't wait to talk to you guys tomorrow. Remember, we are live Monday through Friday, 9 to noon. Be safe. God bless.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
Man, I love that buttstock pouch on your Mosin Nagant. Where'd you get it?
Strike Hard Gear. They have lots of hard-to-find gear for us comblock shooters, like chest rigs and pouches for your SKS Duckbill magazine.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Plus, a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. Enter GCN for a 5% discount on all products at StrikeHardGear.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.